Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. We're on our fourth night of our health week, and tonight's show is going to be dedicated to the topic of cancer. What is cancer? Why are so many people suffering from cancer? Just about everyone either knows somebody with cancer, or has a family member with cancer, or has cancer themselves. And the allopathic means of, and I use air quotes here, treating it is to poison you. They cut you, which only spreads the cancer. They radiate you. They burn you. And so on and so forth. Why are people getting cancer? There's no preemptive measures taking place to try to prevent cancer. It's all about post-diagnosis. What could you do to protect yourself from getting cancer? What could you not do to protect yourself from getting cancer? Well, I can think of a couple things. Of course, Angelina Jolie made the news recently talking about her removing her breast with a mastectomy for the sake of trying to avoid breast cancer, which is just absolutely crazy. And in a little bit, I'll ask my guests about that, and we'll talk about cancer in general. And we're going to do so once a month with Ty Bollinger. Do you know the name Ty Bollinger? Well, if you don't, you're about to learn from an incredible individual who has a wealth of information on the topic of cancer. His website, cancertruth.net, medicaldreamteam.com, and others. Cancertruth.net, of course, the flagship site for Ty Bollinger. He is a CPA, health freedom advocate, cancer researcher, and former competitive bodybuilder and author. After losing several family members to cancer, he refused to accept the notion that chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, the traditional three, were the most effective treatments available for cancer patients today. He began a quest to learn all he possibly could about alternative cancer treatments and the medical industry. What he uncovered was shocking. There is ample evidence to support the allegation that the, quote, war on cancer is largely a fraud, and that multinational pharmaceutical companies are running the show. Ty has now made it his life mission to share the most remarkable discoveries he's made on his quest. The vast majority of all diseases, including cancer, can be easily prevented and even cured without drugs or surgery. In just a moment, Ty Bollinger will be joining us on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. He'll be on the last Thursday of every month. He doesn't just cover cancer, folks. He knows a lot about health freedom in general. He's a wealth of information and a true inspiration to me. He lost most of his family to cancer. And he himself, with a large, beautiful family, is trying to preserve his health so that he doesn't follow suit. And he's got some great ideas on the topic. The Bob Tuscan Health Week with Ty Bollinger coming up next.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
The future.
There are a few topics that irk me as much as cancer does. Actually, there's a lot of topics that irk me, I won't lie. But cancer, it's just so prevalent, and people are really suffering when they should not be. There are all sorts of alternatives to the traditional poisons that are used. And Ty Bollinger is doing a great service to humanity, highlighting many of these and talking about health freedom in general. CancerTruth.net is his website. And without further ado, Ty Bollinger, welcome back, Ty. Good to have you.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me on again tonight, man. Looking forward to it.
Last Thursday of every month, we're on.
Okay, cool. I'll put it on the calendar, man. That sounds like a plan.
And I know you do regular appearances on the Robert Scott Bell Show, so...
Yeah, I won't be able to compete with those.
So
that's all right, man. I remember our last interview a few months back, and we hit it off, man, because you and I see eye to eye on a lot of these topics. So I'm looking forward to a regular spot here because we can just go at it.
I agree, and since we've had you on, I had a gentleman call up my show, Ty, and you're probably familiar with the case. He and his wife were at the Camelot Treatment Center, and I might be butchering that name.
Camelot.
Okay, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes.
And he was waiting for his last dose of Laetril to take with him.
Yep.
And the FDA comes in with guns. You know, this is the FDA. Let me repeat, the FDA. I didn't say the FBI, although they were there. The FDA comes in with guns, raids this clinic that's helping save people's lives. And they take this gentleman's medicine, his name's Sam Bass, out of his hands as he's trying to help his dying wife and leave, minding his own business, not harming anyone. There's no victim. And these thugs, and I know they're just following orders, but these thugs have the nerve to tell him, nope, you can't have that. We don't care if it's your property. We don't care if your wife's dying. We're doing this to save her.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm very familiar with the story. As a matter of fact, I'm friends with Maureen Long, who's the administrator there, the chief administrator at Camelot, and she actually emailed me the morning that this happened with kind of the inside scoop on what happened. But what you've described is exactly accurate. FDA came in with guns drawn, took people out of treatment chairs. they treated them like common criminals. They also converged at the same time on the medical director for Camelot that was in Longview, Texas, at another clinic, and surrounded her and threatened her with criminal charges, loss of license, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, this is a huge deal that's going on at Camelot, and not a lot of people know that this is going on, even in the alternative cancer realm. What you said about the thugs, yeah, they were doing their job, but you know what? I know you agree with me. So were all the guards at Auschwitz and Dachau and Birkenau in Germany. They were doing their job.
What is the FDA? We've had Jonathan Emord on, who I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
And it seems that they are a lot like the IRS, just a rogue government agency with no oversight.
Yeah, they are. They are basically, I look at them as the leg breakers for the big pharmaceutical companies. They're going to go in and take care of competition for the pharmaceutical companies. And that's what they do. As a matter of fact, I was just talking about this on the show yesterday, that they have come in on a couple of Facebook pages, companies that sell supplements on Facebook. And a customer would come onto the Facebook page and post a testimonial, say, hey, you know, I used XYZ company's product and it really helped me to stay free of cancer for the last 2 years. When that company on their own Facebook page, if they actually go on and like that comment, the FDA then deems them to have transmutated that supplement into an unapproved drug because of the fact that they like that comment, that the FDA has taken the position that that is now endorsing their supplement as a cure for disease. Therefore, they're pushing unapproved drugs. They're selling drugs without a license, and the FDA will go in and either they'll give them a warning, but if they do it again, they're going to shut them down. Isn't that absurd?
Wow. If they like, that's absolutely absurd. They have to reach that much just to try to alienate people.
Exactly. What they're doing is they're scaring people and making people afraid to go out and exercise their freedom of speech, their First Amendment right to tell the truth. And I don't know if we talked about this last time on the show, but it reminds me of the story of Jason Vail, who's a friend of mine up in New York, the arm wrestler that was thrown in jail for 5 years for selling apricot seeds on his website, and he had the audacity to tell the truth about the fact that they helped with cancer. FDA charged him. The judge was bought off, and he did 5 years in hard time, Bob, in the New York State Pen for selling apricot seeds.
Wow, and there's murderers and rapists and all sorts of people out there.
You want to go free? Just go murder and rape a few kids. You'll get off scot free.
Mm. But cure people of cancer? Oh no!
No way! I mean,
this is crazy. We live in such a backwards world sometimes.
Yeah, we do.
Back to the Camelot Center. You know, these are individuals who are using a protocol of. Let's see here, bombs and nuclear weapons and bazookas. No. Wrong list here. Laetril, DSMO, and high dosages of vitamin C, which all sound to be pretty good cures in my opinion. I don't know a tremendous amount about each one, but meanwhile, the other folks out there with the real poisons that are really harming people, that are proven to harm people, the chemotherapy and radiation, they're allowed to be pretty much completely free to poison people. So my question is for you, Ty. What exactly was Camelot's protocol, and how do you feel about it?
Yeah, Camelot has a really good protocol. They did. I'm not certain where it stands at this point, if they're even what they're doing at this point. I don't think they're even treating anybody anymore. But they had a protocol that involved injectable vitamin B17, which is Laetril, which is really good with a lot of different types of cancers. They also combine that with DMSO, and I think they use some cesium chloride in combination with the DMSO, and also high-dose intravenous vitamin C. All of these treatments I talk about in my book, they're very good treatments. They've worked for a lot of people. They're not toxic. They don't hurt you. In the worst-case scenario, they just don't help. But in a best case scenario, they'll completely push into remission, and they do that with the majority of the people that are on them. So
the one that the FDA was after in particular is the B17 or Laetril, which is also found in apricot seeds, like you just mentioned, and apple seeds and that kind of thing. Why is it that they've gone after this specific supplement so heavily?
You know, I don't know, Bob. Why? I know that it started back 60 years ago when the T. Ernest Krebs and his son, were both medical doctors, began to use vitamin B17 or Laetril, or also known as amygdalin, in their treatment protocols. And there was a Senate investigation back, I think, 1953, I believe it was called the Fitzgerald Report, that came to the conclusion that there was an active conspiracy to suppress these effective cancer treatments, these effective natural cancer treatments, including B17. Turns out that a lot of the research, and I use that term loosely, the research that was supposedly done to show that B17 doesn't work or is harmful, was falsified by a couple of doctors. One of them was named Campbell, I believe, and I can't think of the other doctor's name. Both of these doctors were doctors that actually endorsed cigarette smoking to be good for your health and to help prevent lung cancer by smoking cigarettes. So that kind of shows you where they were at as far as being bought off by big tobacco. These were two of the principal authors of the reports and the research that was done to prove that Laetril was harmful and or ineffective. It turns out a decade after these reports were released around 1950, turns out that all of the research, all of the reports were fraudulent, and the doctors actually had to admit that they had falsified the research against Laetril.
Interesting. But there is strychnine in it, right?
There is cyanide.
Cyanide, that's the one.
Hydrogen cyanide, right. Yeah, two molecules of glucose, molecule of hydrogen cyanide, and a molecule of benzaldehyde in Laetril. And benzaldehyde's a poison, hydrogen cyanide's a poison, and glucose is sugar, right? But the cyanide and the benzaldehyde are completely inert until they're unlocked. So they don't harm anything until they are unlocked from this molecule of B17. And so one might ask, well, what can unlock these molecules of two toxic poisons? Well, the only thing that can unlock them is the molecule of what's called beta-glucosidase. Now, beta-glucosidase does not reside anywhere in a body except at cancer cells. So the cancer cells, with their heavy amounts of beta-glucosidase, unlock this benzaldehyde and the hydrogen cyanide, and then the synergy of these two toxic chemicals is exponentially magnified, and so they become an extremely potent killer, but only at the cancer site. So they kill the cancer cells. They're very, very cytotoxic. But there's another molecule in your body, an enzyme called rhodanese, and it's present everywhere else except cancer cells. And so when after these toxins, these poisons, kill the cancer cells and they're released into the rest of your body has an ample supply of rhodanese, which makes these two toxic poisons completely inert. It actually converts them into a natural painkiller. So it's an amazing mechanism by which this vitamin B17 or Laetril kills cancer cells.
Amazing. Ty Bollinger is our guest on the Bob Tuscan Show. Ty, the biggest story of late, unfortunately, is not about B17 as far as cancer is concerned. It's not about all the great success that the Camelot Institute and others have had. It's about Angelina Jolie getting a preemptive mastectomy. And when we come back, I want to let you take a stab at that one. We'll be right back. Ty Bollinger is our guest.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens,
and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Guy Bollinger is our guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. His website, cancertruth.net. And Ty, we were talking about Angelina Jolie getting a preemptive...
Yeah.
Or I guess it's not preemptive, but she was getting a mastectomy for the fact that she might get cancer. She has a certain gene that she says is 80-something percent likely to give her breast cancer. And, you know, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, you know, my dad, he's got a big bald spot on his head.
Yeah.
And I'm a little worried about that. So I think I'm going to just preemptively shave off all my hair and just go bald. And also, I'm worried that my teeth might start. I might get a cavity.
So you might just pull them all.
I think I'm going to pull them all out. Yeah, I think so. And I'm worried. You know, I just had the birth of my first son, and I think I'm just gonna. You know, I don't think me and my wife can afford to have another child. So I'm just gonna go ahead and get what is it? A vasectomy.
Yeah, vasectomy, sure. Preventative.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, that way it saves me a minute and a half.
Heck, man, why don't you just go ahead and go all the way and just get it all lopped off? Just go ahead and castrate.
I think that might be because you never know. I could get testicular cancer.
Yeah, sure. Just take care of that risk.
Yeah, I really should. All right, before we get into any more trouble here, I mean, because we, as you could see, we could continue to go down this faulty logical road here of this insane measure. But the interesting thing about this is the talk as to whether or not cancer is completely related to genes,
sure,
or if there's other factors involved, like all the poisons in our atmosphere, in our environment, so on and so forth. And, of course, Angelina Jolie's aunt, this just made the news, passed away of cancer. So this is only reinforcing the trauma that this propaganda piece has created.
Yeah.
Ty, what's your take on it all?
Well, There's a couple things to look at here. First of all, the BRCA gene, the BRCA1, BRCA2 gene. BRCA2 gene actually resulted in a man having a preventative prostatectomy last week. So I'm not joking when I talk about that. That's where it's heading. I just talked about, well, why don't you just get the whole thing lopped off? But a man in England just had a preventative prostatectomy because of a BRCA2 gene. But
a prostatectomy, that's taking out the prostate?
Took the prostate gland out, yeah, just in case. Yikes. Because he might be susceptible to prostate cancer, which, by the way, according to Dr. Richard Avlin, Dr. Thomas Damey, the inventor of the PSA test, Dr. David Williams, very, very few men will die of prostate cancer. It's very slow-growing, typically. Most men will die with it, but not from it. And so that's a pretty radical operation to get for a cancer that if you happen to get the cancer, most likely would never kill you. It's very slow growing, typically. Anyway, back to Angelina Jolie. So she's got this BRCA1 gene, and she has a preventative medical mutilation. She lops them both off and gets reconstructive surgery just in case that she might get cancer because of having this BRCA1 gene. Well, number one, if you look at the statistics, they say that she had an 87% chance of getting cancer because of BRCA1 or BRCA2 genes. Okay, if you dice through all those statistics, that's very misleading. Okay, as a matter of fact, if you look in a room of, say, 600 women, only one has a BRCA mutation. Okay, one out of 600. So the actual incidence is only about 0.125 out of 100 women. So it's one in 600. Out of that 1 in 600 women that has the BRCA mutation, the risk of cancer is only 56% of those that have the BRCA1 mutation, which is only 1 in 600, okay? So, but 13% of those with the BRCA mutation would get breast cancer anyway. So then you got to reduce that from the 56%, so then you're looking at only 43%. So what we're really talking about is 1 in 600 women having a BRCA gene mutation, that then they only have a 43% chance of even getting the cancer. So that's about 1 in 1,200 will be affected by this. Okay, pretty low percentage. So they really skew the statistics. Now, when you look at the genetics of cancer, is it wise to get your breast lopped off because you have a BRCA1 gene that might get you cancer in the future? Well, the way that I look at that, they're looking at a faulty view of cancer. Because let's just say that cancer is partly genetic, okay? What about the epigenetic factor, which is the things that are above genetics, things that you can do that would mitigate any kind of genetic predisposition that you might have to come down with cancer? Let's say, for instance, that you've got a mutated gene, and they say you've got a huge chance of getting breast cancer. Well, there's a lot of things that you can do to mitigate that chance, such as eating an organic diet, eating a raw diet, rebounding, exercising, using a far infrared sauna, just to name a few. There's a lot of things that you can do to mitigate that risk, as opposed to someone that might still have another one of these mutated genes that, instead of doing what I just described, eats at Mickey D's every day and is 100 pounds overweight, never exercises, never sweats, drinks a ton of sugared soda every day or soda with aspartame in it, drinks fluoridated water, and so forth and so on, eats a lot of genetically modified foods. There's so many different factors that go into whether somebody might get cancer that is that has a predisposition for cancer, that the epigenetic factor is really overlooked. And that's the beef that I have with this.
And this is coming from somebody who lost several family members to this disease. So it's not like, you know, you're not concerned about these things. All right, yeah. We'll touch on that some more. We got to take another quick break. And I'm glad you mentioned the infrared saunas. We've been talking about that on the show recently. It's fascinating stuff.
Great.
Folks, we'll be back with our special guest, Ty Bollinger, cancertruth.net.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Is the troll-free number to join us here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Get out your crayon, write that down. We'll take your calls in just a little bit with Ty Bollinger. 800-313-9443. Questions or comments on cancer or anything else health-related. We're talking with Ty tonight, and we were just discussing the Angelina Jolie propaganda that has really made the rounds. And I think the bottom line is that, yeah, there might be some genetic factors, but there's a whole laundry list of toxins in our environment that are more likely to cause these cancers than any genetic factor could ever aspire to.
Yeah, that's a good summation there, Bob. And also one thing that I didn't really mention on the last segment there is the fact that Myriad Genetics has patented the testing on the BRCA gene. And so when you go in for these tests, there's going to be $3,000 to $4,000 per test for this genetic testing. Myriad Genetics basically, they stand to receive a windfall of profits that's going to be mandated by the U.S. government. Because these tests are approved by Obamacare.
Or just a slight conflict of interest.
Yeah, a little slight conflict of interest there. So you got to follow the money trail. And so when you look at the $3,000 to $4,000 test. I thought mammograms were expensive. My goodness, this Burka test makes mammograms look like chump change. Multiply that out times however many women are being tested, and you're looking at a windfall of profits for this Myriad Genetics, which is one of the companies that's basically trying to patent the entire human genome. They're trying to patent life. Yeah, it is.
I mean, there's conflict of interest everywhere you look, and you mentioned the FDA.
Yeah.
And how they're beholden to Big Pharma, essentially. They're the strong arm of Big Pharma. We mentioned to avoid eating genetically modified foods, which have possible cancer connections.
Michael Taylor. Yeah, I was going to say, talk about the FDA and Monsanto. How can you not talk about Taylor? You nailed it there, man. Our food safety czar is the former attorney for the Monsanto, the GMO.
The top attorney.
Yeah, top attorney for Monsanto.
You know, and now he's with the FDA. What's his title with them?
Well, he's the deputy commissioner for food safety. They call him the food safety czar, but his official title is deputy commissioner for food safety. So here's the top attorney for Monsanto that was in charge of writing the RBGH labeling guidelines and so forth. Is now at the FDA. It's like the fox guarding the hen house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just nuts. And then Margaret Miller, who was the Monsanto researcher that wrote the report on whether or not RBGH was safe, which is RBGH, by the way, recombinant bovine growth hormone that they inject into the cows to make them fat quicker. She was hired by the FDA as the deputy director of animal drugs, I think is the title. And guess what she did with her first job at the FDA? She approved her own report while she was at Monsanto.
Wasn't that convenient?
Ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. But, yeah, I this last weekend I went down to Austin, and I was able to march on Monsanto. There was a big march on Monsanto in over 400
cities. Here as well, everywhere, around the world.
It was all over the world. Yeah, so I went down there and marched on Monsanto. I was able to hook up with Mike Adams, the health ranger, and
nice. We
hung out for a while. So it was really cool, and it was pouring rain, but there were still a couple thousand people that showed up to show their disdain for Monsanto.
In the pouring rain, I thought our turnout was great here in the college town of Gainesville, North Central Florida, where the University of Florida is. We had about 250 people, you know, that's pretty incredible. I what that tells me, Ty, is that people are starting to wake up to this.
They are, without a doubt. People are waking up. I've seen a huge resurgence of people opening their eyes and opening their ears over the past few years and really getting in tune with what's really going on. It's amazing. The number of people that I talked to that used to, this was just foreign to them. And now I tell them about this kind of stuff, what's going on with the food supply and the genetic modification and the chemtrails in the air and the cancer viruses and the war on cancer, the fake war on cancer and so forth. And they already know it. So it's really encouraging.
It's incredible.
To see that people are waking up. They really are.
It's very encouraging because in the past I've come across some pretty blatant ignorance, and you know the comments I get. And I'm going to get to the phone lines in just a little bit. I see Mike's on the line and a few others. Stand by. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. But the most common response I get when I mention that there are known cures for cancer, and that there are and let's put cures aside, okay? Because that's a loaded term. There are known treatments that are really just that, treatments, and not poisoning people, that are much less invasive, so on and so forth.
Non-toxic,
right. And you know, I saw – here's a funny story. I was at the grocery store the other day. I have a local grocery store, and it's got some pretty cool stuff in it. It's local, so they're able to do that. And I overheard a girl saying – what are apricot seeds? Because they have a bag of apricot seeds for sale there. She says, yeah, they sell this at my grocery store, a full bag of apricot seeds. Okay. And she says, you can eat apricot seeds? and I overheard her saying this, and I said to her, yeah, it helps cure cancer. You know, I'm not someone who's afraid to open my mouth to random people. I see the opportunity to mention something that important. I'm going to share it. So I said, it helps cure cancer. It's got B17. I gave her a little spiel, blah, blah, blah. And you know, she looked at me like I had 15 different heads. And you know what she said to me? And this is the probably the most common response you'll get.
I bet I know what she said.
Okay, I'm going to say it, but actually, you tell us what she said, because I think you know as well.
I think she said, if there's cures for cancer out there, why don't they tell us about them?
That's exactly what she said.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that all the time, too. And it's a good question. I mean, it is a good question. If there are cures, why don't they tell us about them? And the fact of the matter is that, well, first of all, who's they? Who's they? Your doctor, if it's your doctor you're talking about, your doctor doesn't tell you about them because they don't know about them. Doctors aren't educated on natural treatments for cancer and non-toxic treatments for cancer. See, doctors go through medical school, and medical schools are drug-intensive. 90% of the advertising in the medical journals comes from drug companies. Most medical schools are heavily funded by drug companies. So you've got a complete conflict of interest to teaching true medicine because the medical schools are funded by and the medical journals are funded by Big Pharma. So they're going to push their latest and greatest drugs. They're not going to push apricot seeds. They're not going to tell you about them because that's competition. And as John Rockefeller said, competition's a sin. And he wanted to eliminate competition. So that's why 100 years ago, in 1913, that he funded, or it was actually 1910, but in 1913, I believe, is when the report came out, he funded the Flexner Report, where Abraham Flexner went around medical schools across the country to determine which ones were teaching sound medicine and which ones were teaching quackery. And sound medicine, by the way, was defined as anything that was drug-intensive because Rockefeller believed that competition was a sin, and he wanted to monopolize the chemical industry, which later became the pharmaceutical companies. And so Abraham Flexner ranked all these medical schools across the country, and the ones that passed were drug-intensive, and the ones that failed were homeopaths and herbalists and chiropractors. And they all fell by the wayside because those that got good grades on the Flexner Report and were deemed to be teaching sound medicine then received over $500 million of 1913 money from John Rockefeller's companies and the Rockefeller Foundation, and money talks, and you know what, walks. And the other medical schools went out of business because they had no funding, and so for the last 100 years, the only medicine that's been taught in the United States is drug-intensive medicine because the guy that funded it 100 years ago was John D. Rockefeller, and he wanted to wipe out all the competition for his chemical companies that later became pharmaceutical companies. That's why their doctors don't know about it.
Well, you know, they say, why haven't we heard about it? Well, you're hearing about it right now on the Bob Tuscan Show.
You've heard about it, and many people have heard about it before, and they've completely closed an ear to it, turned their head to it. Why? Because they didn't hear it from their doctor. Because doctors are the demigods that run around and they prance around in the white lab coats. And they know
the white lab coat, that's what does it. You know, that's that's the costume that makes them valid.
Yeah,
Whatever my doctor tells me, it's like the infamous Milgram experiment. You know, if your doctor tells you to continue to administer the poison in the Milgram situation, you know, the electricity, you better do that because he's an authority after all.
Exactly. And they would. They did because they were told to by an authority figure. And see, that's the problem. A lot of people have heard about natural treatments for cancer. As I look back, before I began to get into this research, I had heard about a few things, but they never stuck. And why? Well, because that was just quackery. That's all. That's just nonsense. Because Orthodox medicine doesn't teach that, and we know that Orthodox medicine knows everything. So people do hear about this, but they don't hear about it from their doctor typically, and so they dismiss it. And so I think that's what's happening. And it's not because doctors are bad people. It's because they've been taught drug-intensive medicine while at medical school, and they believe that's the best treatment. But if you look at doctors that are surveyed, that are specifically cancer doctors, oncologists that were surveyed, there was a survey done at McGill Cancer Clinic in Canada, and they talked to 64 oncologists and asked them if they were sick with cancer or their family was sick with cancer, would they submit to chemo? And 58 of 64 said no. That's 91%, Bob.
Wow, 91%. That's incredible. No. They won't even take their own poison. I don't blame them when they witness that many people suffer and die.
Yeah,
you would think it would ring a bell, but no, they keep doing it to others, just not themselves. What a total double standard.
It is.
Let me take this opportunity before we get to the phone lines, and we have a few lines open if you still want to join us. 800-313-9443. Ty, on the local public radio station, what do they call that? NPR.
Yeah.
They have a show each weekend that's called Animal Airwaves here. And it's a show based on veterinarian health. And last week, or the week before, they had a veterinarian oncologist on.
Okay.
And I didn't know they had that. What's that?
I didn't know they had a specific oncologist for vets.
They have veterinarian oncologists. And I called up, and I gave him a mouthful. Okay, and you'll think this is – you'll get a kick out of this.
I love it already. I want to hear it.
I gave him a mouthful. I went off. I said, how dare you? And I condemned him. And, I know he means well probably, but I was pissed. You know, I'm hearing this guy. And I said to him, this is what I said. I said, I wouldn't give my brother, my mother, my wife, my father, I wouldn't have them get the radiation and all the other poisonous, you know, treatments, let alone my dog or my cat.
Yeah, no kids.
Are you kidding me?
No kids.
I mean, and this guy, he went off after I hung up and went off and said, and first the host goes, well, I doubt, doctor, that you would be doing this if it wasn't effective, you know, all sorts of logical fallacies.
Yeah.
And the guy goes off and he says, this is the most effective treatments we have for both animals and humans.
Yeah.
So, folks, they are not only poisoning us humans, they're poisoning man's best friend as well.
Yeah, yeah. And he's full of crap, too, because it's not the most effective treatment. I know of several folks that have used certain treatments in my book that I talk about on animals, on horses, on dogs, on cats, and have cured their animals of cancer. So he's full of crap, but that's what he knows. See, that's what he's been taught.
They're repeaters. That's all they know. You know,
they regurgitate.
Exactly right. All right, let's take a phone call. Let's talk with Mike. Mike, hello.
Yes, the government and the pharma and the insurance companies are looking at population as a you know, a source that they're going to use for profit. And, you know, you get so much here, and Monsanto gets so much here, and me, Barack Obama, I'm going to sign in legislation here to protect anybody from coming after any repercussions whatsoever there. And then furthermore, we're going to implement us to get people into the Western model and then, you know, and poison them and get all the money. See, that's the thing. But the second question I had was, so they're gonna profit from, they see dollar signs with this population control that they're gonna use, and everybody's gonna love it. But the question I have, I think they're gonna go too far, with this Monsanto, because I understand that the pesticide is within the gene of the plant, and they're going down the road here now, and it's getting into the whole food supply. And I think this may go too far, and I'm really getting nervous. And I'd really like your friend here to comment on that. And I think we could be in some deep trouble here, where the whole food supply of the world could be poisoned, and we may be in some deep trouble. And it'll go too far, you know, this population control profit experiment. But go ahead, and I'll get off and listen.
Thank you, Mike. Todd, do you have any comments?
Yeah, thanks for the question, Mike. And I wish I could help to make you feel more comfortable about what's going on, but I actually think that they may have gone too far as well. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say at this point, but I do feel that because of the fact that the cross-pollination of the BT toxin, the Roundup, the Ready Soy, and the fact that these altered genes, anytime the wind blows, they're blowing to other crops, even to crops that we try to make organic, that farmers are trying to grow organically. The cross-pollination, the cross-contamination of these genetic experiments is happening. And so I don't know. They may have gone too far. I guess time will tell. At this point, the best thing that you can do is completely avoid the foods that we know are genetically modified, and eat the best you can to be healthy. Mike mentioned population control, and he's not online still, so I'm not sure, Bob, was he talking eugenics? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line, is that, you know, we're considered useless eaters, and there is an active plan for eugenics, whether it's coming from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or other agendas.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think at the bottom, I didn't realize that years ago when I first published the first edition of my book, but, you know, we're learning every day, and we're waking up to new nasty revelations every day. And so I didn't realize the eugenics, the underlying eugenics agenda and the depopulation agenda, but I do believe that I do believe now, and I've said this before, I think the biggest threat to us right now is genetically modified foods. I think it's the biggest threat to the world, genetically modified foods, because there is the potential that it could cross-contaminate and destroy the food supply of the entire world. And there's already hypotheses that the genetic modified soy and corn and the other crops that are being GM have affected the bee populations.
Yeah.
And without the bees, we're gone.
That's what they say. They say if the bees go, we all go. So,
yeah.
All right, Ty, final break, and then we'll come back and wrap things up. His website, one last time, cancertruth.net. Stand by.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Alrighty. Thanks for coming on tonight, Ty. I enjoyed it. It went by way too fast.
Yeah, it did, Bob. No problem. We'll do it again in about 30 days.
30 days it is. Ty's gonna be coming on the last Thursday of every month. And what's next on the agenda for you?
Well, let's see. I'm going Let's see, Wednesday night, next Wednesday, I'm doing Coast to Coast with George Norrie.
And wow, you're famous.
Ah, man, George is famous. I'm not famous. I'm just a fortunate guy that that has gotten on his show a few times. But
I'm going to call in and troll you. I'm going to say, hey, Ty, this is Bob. Remember me?
Yeah, do that.
You're
going to
say,
that.
I'm sorry, who? Who is this?
No, you call in, man. You call it next Wednesday night. Though the problem is, you being out on the East Coast, that it's like from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. your time, so it's nutty late. So I'm doing that, and then a couple days after that, I'm flying out to go to the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago. And
awesome.
Actually, it's interesting. George is actually going to be out there on a round table at the Health Freedom Expo. So I'll be talking to George at least a couple times next week. And then after that, I'm not sure. I've got a bunch of interviews and things like that lined up, but just trying to get settled in. As we mentioned earlier, we just recently moved down to Texas, so getting settled in our house.
All right, well, be careful. Watch out for those tornadoes. They come down that way as well, don't they?
They do. We're in kind of South Texas, so we don't get any down here. We're not in, like, North Texas, where Dallas is. That's kind of the south tip of Tornado Alley. So we're not up in that area. We do get one occasionally that will touch down here, but not too often.
Well, awesome. All the best with settling in there. I know moving's a pain in the tuchus. I mean, geez. I dread moving. We moved into this place about, just about a year ago now. And my wife was 7 months pregnant, 8 months pregnant. And you want to talk about a stressful move?
Oh, yeah. It moving's always stressful. Doesn't matter if you move 30 miles or if you move like we just did, 2,200 miles.
Wow.
It's stressful. So, and when you throw the mileage on top, it's double stressful, 2,200 miles. And then you throw on top of that, we live in a country, so we brought down our 18 laying hens, our horse, our dog, and our 5 cats, and 4 kids and a wife. It's really stressful.
What about the partridge and the pear tree? Jeez.
all we were missing there, Bob, was Granny on the top waving while she was on her rocker. You know, the Beverly Hillbillies scenario, so.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we're glad to be down here and be settled in, but yeah, this moving is definitely stressful. I can definitely relate to that, brother.
Well, all the best settling in down there, and definitely keep me up to date. If anything comes up before next month, we'll let the listeners know. Your website, one last time here, cancertruth.net. That's the main site, right?
Yeah, that's the main site, and I'm a CPA, and I'm pretty good at numbers, but I said earlier I'll see you in 30 days. Actually, it'd be 28 days, wouldn't it? 4 weeks?
Ah, who knows? The last Thursday of every month, all right? Ty, it was a great pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, Bob, enjoyed it, brother. We'll talk soon in a month.
All right, take care.
Right,
folks, that does it for us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Friday will be the final day of our health week here on the Bob Tuscan Show. And boy, do I got quite the surprise for you. So we're finishing off with another health-related show this Friday here on the Bob Tuscan Show. If the caller's still on the line, tell her I'll talk to her off there if she likes. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in. Love you.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.